In a famous victory against ANC cadre deployment corruption and for the people of South Africa, the DA has won our battle to force President Cyril Ramaphosa to withdraw amendments he secretly made to the ministerial handbook back in April. It was the DA that exposed these changes over the past 2 weeks, whereby Ramaphosa planned to force taxpayers to pay for unlimited amounts of free water and electricity for the same ANC ministers and deputy ministers who robbed our country of access to these services. The DA also exposed that the new handbook would have nearly doubled the number of ANC cadres employed in ministerial offices, which would cost the public at least 87 million rand more every year. After exposing Ramaphosa's secret perks for cabinet cadres, the DA this morning held a press conference where we presented the president with a direct ultimatum. Scrap the handbook or the DA would mobilize society to protest at Brinterian Estate, which is home to the presidential residence and dozens of ministerial mansions. A few hours later, Ramaphosa's spokesperson, Vincent Magwenya, announced that the president had acceded to the DA's demands by withdrawing the handbook. The DA will, however, persist in our efforts to completely reform the system whereby the ministerial handbook is made. Through our complaint to the public protector, we hope to replace the current system, which gives the president's dictatorial powers to force taxpayers to pay for ministerial perks, with a new system where Parliament decides which benefits may be necessary in particular cases. Yet even as the DA continues to wage our war against ANC cadre deployment corruption, including in the form of the ministerial handbook, it is important to recognize the progress that we are making. It is the DA that exposed ANC cadre deployment minutes to the people of South Africa, just like it was the DA that exposed the ministerial handbook to the people. It is the DA that is challenging ANC cadre corruption in court, and it is the DA that has defeated Ramaphosa's secret and sinister plan for more perks for cabinet cadres. The truth is that were it not for the DA, Ramaphosa would have gotten away with his amendments to the handout handbook without anyone even knowing about it. As the 2024 election draws nearer, voters should ask themselves, if the DA can undo and prevent ANC corruption without even being in power nationally yet, just imagine how much we can achieve to fix South Africa with a DA government in the union buildings after 2024.